When people ask me what year I graduated college, my answer is 2020, with the accompaniment of the words during the pandemic. I answer the question with a hint of sadness in my voice. I didn't get to walk across the stage on commencement day to cheers and congratulations of my friends and family. But despite COVID and all it brought me, I was so grateful for it. I finished my degree, which was a goal I had set for myself many years before. Government program born of the crisis, like the foreclosure moratorium and enhanced unemployment benefits, enabled my family to keep a roof over our head, to be safe and warm and fed. My mother to catch up on bills, which gave her peace that she had never in her adult life known. The best part for me was scoring a job with a world-famous laboratory performing tests on COVID specimens for good wages. I was able to be proud of my academic and professional achievement and felt equal to others. In the midst of the crisis, my mother received a proposal of marriage on a Zoom call from her boyfriend who lived in Canada. The Canadian borders were closed for the majority of the pandemic, now allowing them to meet in person. A wedding date was never certain until finally the Canadian traveling restrictions were lifted under strict orders. Her then fiance was able to travel to Rhode Island, but had to quarantine for 2 weeks at my house. When we received the news, we quickly rushed and planned a wedding of 12 guests at a Jewish temple in under a month. I will never forget October 2020 and my mom's wedding. The image of her smile that day will never leave me. I didn't get to walk across the stage and receive my diploma, but I did get to see her walk down the aisle on her wedding day. It was a special moment, a shining light for our family during a dark chapter of history. Love was not canceled by the pandemic. It just had to adapt. With the world starting to open up, the stimulus checks have ended. We now have a vaccine. My college is considering having our graduation this upcoming September. I rejoice at all these great news, but still I feel torn. The world has moved on, and I don't want it to go back to the way things were. All except one, seeing my uncle one last time. My family lost our beloved Uncle Luisito about 2 months ago due to COVID. It's been difficult accepting his death, knowing there was a vaccine out there that he didn't have access to in a developing country. I am currently and still in a phase of denial, but I'm still optimistic. As we move into 2021, I hope my family and everyone can still continue to be financially stable. I wish we could all experience love and prosperity. And with a heart full of gratefulness, I wish us all peace and happiness for the future. Thank you.